Milk Tea, Episode 3. It is a sunny day on the planet Senzin. Somewhere, an icicle melts at the mouth of a cave. Somewhere else, a crystal clear waterfall spills over the edge of a snow-frosted mountain. Rivers flow, and wildlife grows. It is a frozen paradise that points to one thing and one thing only: that this planet is in complete and total harmony. From a bird's eye view, we fly over the surface of some long-forgotten frozen lake and dip beneath the ice to reveal a space big enough for two people to hide. Nate wakes to the sound of ice and metal. What are you doing? To the right of him, the queen has stopped working and is now looking deep into his eyes. She puts a finger over her mouth.
What the fuck was that? Huh?
She continues to work on her surgery as the sun's rays shine through the translucent sheet of ice above them, like a miracle. The realization catches up with him, and he snaps his eyes to see what she is so focused on. His right arm is gone. He lays his head back, and a single tear wells up under Nate's eye. But he nods, knowing that he would do it all again the same, if need be.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand you. I don't know what you're trying to say. I don't understand you. Okay, lady? And I'm in big trouble here.
Talking.
Holy crap, what did you just say?
Sundaba, keep talking.
Okay, shit, that's like a, must be like some kind of translator or something. Okay, look,
he points to himself.
Nate, my name is Nate.
Then he points to her.
What's your name?
Dear.
Queen. You mean, like, your name is Queen?
No. I mean, I am the Queen.
Huh. You mean, like, the Queen of this entire planet, don't you?
Super. Yes.
Okay, well, fair enough, but
Do you have a name? I mean, anything that isn't Queen, you know?
Not Queen. Siva. No one has used my real name in a long time. But if you really want to know, my name is the key.
The key, huh? Well, that isn't weird at all. But I'll take it.
Nate?
Yeah.
I have to finish. You need to rest. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Nate closes his eyes and says, "Hey, thanks for saving my ass out there." In his dream, Nate is standing before a bed, in his room, on the station. He is 10 years old. He remembers this day well, and all of the emotions he felt at this moment. But none of them compare to the sadness of knowing exactly what happened next.
Father, may I talk to you?
Hello, Nate. How may I help you today?
Well, I've been thinking a lot lately. And I just wanted to ask you. I mean, I'm a good boy, right? So, why don't you love me? Father, you know the station liaison burnt out the day I was born.
Of course. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Actually, yes.
How may I help you today?
Father, what if I want to die?
No.
Hello? The key? That's such a weird name. He looks around the cave, but there is no sign of the young woman or the aluminum cylinder he holds so dear. He looks at his right sleeve, now completely empty, like a bad joke. His other arm, however, is fine. His watch now reads 19 hours, 10 minutes, 15 seconds. Topside, the key is sitting cross-legged on the snow, looking towards the distance through a set of futuristic-looking binoculars.
There you are. What are you doing, Key?
Actually, it's just the key, not key.
Whoa.
Okay?
Key, since when can you speak English without your little translator thing?
Since I figured it out while you were sleeping.
You mean to tell me that you figured out the entire English language while I was sleeping? That's what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm, yep, and snoring too.
What? I don't... You know what? Look, whatever. Where's my robot?
Your what?
The cylinder, the metal cylinder I had with me. Where is it?
Oh, is that what that is? Well, I packed it right here under the snow, because it was running a little hot, so...
Well, can you just give it back to me, please? Because I really need it, and it's really important.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll give it back to you. I didn't know.
So, what are you looking at?
My people. They're coming for me.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Not really. The Kyojin Eihei are predominantly found in this area.
The Kyojin Eihei? What's that?
The boom, boom.
Oh, the big-ass foot people. Yeah, that's all you had to say. The big-ass, scary-ass foot people. That's all you had to say. Wait, they're not still around here, are they?
Oh, yeah. So we have to go. Here.
Okay. Well, how does this thing work?
You just strap it to your mouth if you see one. The warble effect scrambles their frequency, so they can't see you very well.
This thing is freaking cool. But, what about you? What are you gonna use?
Oh, no, that's okay. I can fight if I have to, and, see, I still have both arms.
Did you really just say that to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, let's go.
You know, Key, I gotta say, you're acting really cool for someone who's basically walking with an alien right now.
To be honest, our scientists have been saying for a while that this is possible. We can't travel the universe, but it doesn't mean others can't. And you look really similar to us, so it's not that big of a deal.
Well, if it's any indication, your people must be more tolerant and reasonable than my people ever were.
Speaking of which, is anyone coming to get you, or...?
No, no one's coming to get me. I'm the last of my kind, unfortunately.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
So how about some music while we walk?
Music?
I got something here you might like. Here we go. Found it. You're gonna love this.
What is that?
It's called 80s music. It's pretty good, right?
No, that sounds terrible. Turn that off.
What do you mean it sounds terrible? Look, no, you need to listen. I'm gonna sing you a little bit. Here we go. And I'm gonna sing a whole
What are you doing?
Me. I'm singing. Just check it out. You're gonna love it.
This has gotta be the worst thing that I've ever endured in my entire life. Will you stop that?
Who doesn't like 80s?
Apparently I do. That's the third time you've looked at that device since we started walking. What do the characters on it mean, Nate?
Key, are you okay? What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. You just haven't asked me what I'm doing out here all alone. Your robot is running hot. And the first thing you said to me when we first met was that if I didn't help you, everyone on my planet was going to die. What do the characters on that device mean?
Tell me something. Have you been acting this whole time?
Have you? Let me tell you a story, Nate. There is a recurring meteor event that has placed my people in a state of panic for the last 500 years. I've been training for it my whole life without really knowing why. While I have no idea how it's possible, it seems that that event and your ship crashing here are connected in some way. So I'll ask you this one last time. What do the characters mean?
I didn't want to tell you this way, but... okay. It's a countdown. My robot, Father, is fixed with a miniaturized nuclear reactor. It's powered by an equal-sized fusion core. And while it's quite safe if rendered inert before its 1,000-year expiration date, it just so happens today is Father's birthday. And that's what this means.
Nuclear?
I told you, I'm the last of my kind. The same thing that destroyed my people is inside Father. And it has the force to destroy everything in a 100-mile radius. And the fallout will kill anything else that's left. And it's gonna blow in just under 20 hours. Unless you help me find a replacement.
What the hell was that for?
You brought a world killer to my planet and you asked me that?
Key, I had no idea.
Why?
Why? Why what?
Why would you bring this thing here? Why would you possibly think that there's any kind of technology that could help you here? This planet's nothing but a few life forms and ice, Nate.
Key, I...
Wait. Don't make a sound.
Are you joking right now? Because I don't know if you're joking right
now. Just shut up and put on your changer. One of them's here.
Are you sure? I can't see anything. I can't hear anything.
Holy crap, I totally hear something.
A mound of snow shakes and lifts upwards. And as the snow falls off of it, it reveals a cobalt black frame with a glowing variety of neon servos and wires. Key squares off, sliding out a shiny sword from a sheath on her back.
Nate, no matter what, just stay back. Don't worry. This'll be over in a sec. Come on.
Holy shit. You're like a freaking samurai with that thing. You killed it.
You can put away your changer now, Nate.
Okay, so we're safe then?
No. Just look around. There's too many of them now for it to have any effect.
Nate,
I need you to focus. Can you fight?
He grabs his empty sleeve and shakes it at her.
Does it look like I can fight, huh? What do you think? Does this look like a Kyojin killer to you?
Okay, what, Nate?
Okay, we're all gonna die, okay?
Nate.
That's what?
I count 10 small Kyojin and one monolith.
Okay, so?
So? You take the big one and I'll take the other 10.
Whoa, I take the what?
Nate sets Father down and opens up his inner housing, searching through the wires and circuit boards.
Come on.
From inside of Father, a small silver ball with etchings over its surface slides out.
You're dead now.
As the monolith approaches, Nate throws the small ball, and it explodes at its feet. A giant avalanche rushes forward and pulls the small Kyojin under behind them.
Run now, celebrate later.
He grabs his empty sleeve, and he grabs the cylinder as they run into the fog. Without warning, the ice gives way under Nate's feet, and for a moment, he is falling. Instinctively, he lets go of the cylinder and grabs her hand instead. Father falls through the fog.
Nate, I can't hold you. Please, you need to pull yourself up. Come on.
Key, it's okay. It's okay. I know where I am now.
What do you mean? Look, the monolith is coming. I need to pull you back up, so please help me.
Look, even if you drop me, I'll still be okay. Key, I need to tell you something.
Now? Like, you need to tell me something right now.
I should have told you from the moment I first saw you. In case we don't see each other again, I need to tell you now. Key? This isn't the planet Senzin. This is the planet Earth.
She drops him, and he fades through the fog. In shock and disbelief, she shakes her head.
This just can't be.
And as the monolith approaches, she stands, remembering something Nate said.
Even if you drop me, I'll still be okay.
Just before it reaches her, she takes a step off of the cliff and jumps in after him, like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole. Milk Tea was written, directed, produced, narrated, and edited by Jim Figueroa. Consulting and advising by Ha Jung Yu. With audio and music design using royalty-free music from Triune Films, Filmcrux, and freesound.org. Milk Tea is a Choreopop production.